A bestiary in the Middle Ages was a book of illustrations of animals, each accompanied by a moral lesson. James Macmillan's musical bestiary for organ and orchestra is informed by his Scottish background, different musical traditions, and a sharp sense of social satire. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
The full title, A Scotch Bestiary, Enigmatic Variations on a Zoological Carnival at a Caledonian Exhibition, suggests the satirical tone, and a form modeled after classic works such as Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition.
It's structured in the same way. You're not walking through an exhibition, you're looking through pages of a book.
Don Liuzzi is principal timpani of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
The first page is a hyena depicted by kind of crying woodwinds. A page is turned, and we hear that same walking music like a picture's at an exhibition. So we go to the next page, which is reptiles and big fish. It's a dance for the tuba. Very playful stuff.
Playful and satirical, with one section depicting, for example, Her Serene and Ubiquitous Majesty, the Queen Bee. Another, the Reverend Cuckoo. All portrayed with an eclectic musical palette, ranging from jazz to church hymns to Hollywood cartoons and more.
Macmillan is quoting from Wagner at certain points, kind of bombastic, heroic music, to really funny quotes from carnival music. Not only carnival, but the circus.
And in part two, when the animals escape, how do they live together?
It's a cacophony that's beautifully powerful.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.